AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Trump administration is arguing the war in Iran has already ended because of the ceasefire that began in early April. The interpretation is that would allow the White House to avoid the need to get approval from Congress. In the Senate yesterday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine the 60-day deadline for either ending the war or getting congressional approval does not apply right now.
We are in a ceasefire right now, which our understanding means the 60-day clock pauses or stops in a ceasefire.
So you're not in.
Yeah. It's our understanding, just so you know.
Okay, well, I do not believe the statute would support that. I think the 60 days runs maybe tomorrow, and it's going to pose a really important legal question for the administration. We have serious constitutional concerns.
While the ceasefire has been extended, Iran maintains its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, and the Navy is maintaining a blockade to prevent Iran's oil tankers from getting out to sea. Iran's national currency dropped to a record low, while the U.S. naval blockade has increased pressure on its already battered economy. Reza Donavanti in Tehran says life gets completely disrupted when the dollar rate goes up. You can't really live like this. Every time you step outside, you see outrageous prices. It's terrifying. Apple leads Wall Street toward more records as oil prices pull back. A small plane crashed overnight in Texas Hill Country near Austin, killing all five people on board. A Kentucky state trooper says a person of interest is in custody after two bank employees were shot and killed during a robbery. Israeli authorities say they're taking two activists detained in international waters and who led an aid flotilla bound for Gaza to Israel for questioning. James Holder, the co-founder of the fashion brand Superdry, has been convicted in Britain of rape after a night of drinking. This is AP News. The AP's Karen Chamas reports an angry crowd rioted outside a hospital in the Australian outback,
where a man accused of abducting and killing a five-year-old girl was treated for a vigilante beating. Police say he was beaten unconscious by a mob before being arrested on Thursday. Hundreds demanded he face customary law punishment at the hospital. Police fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the crowd. One protester, Harney Myers, said the police were shooting at them and protecting the suspect.
And it's like the system's not sticking up for us.
Michael Liddell from Alice Springs Town Council said the whole community had joined forces to find the little girl, adding,
and that hard work was undone last night by some people who are very angry with the systems.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.